In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. That bare mention at the end of 2 Timothy, which was at the end of Paul's life, tells us that the story between Paul and Mark had a happy ending. Do you remember the story? Paul and Barnabas were sent out on their first missionary journey to preach the gospel throughout the Gentile province of Galatia. Mark, whose full name was John Mark, was with them, but not for long. Less than halfway through the journey, Mark got cold feet. Maybe he was homesick. Maybe he was just plain scared of what lied ahead of them. Whatever the case, Mark turned back. He bowed out and did not complete the journey with them. He went home. A couple years later, Paul and Barnabas were preparing to set off on their second missionary journey to visit the churches the Holy Spirit had established through them on their first missionary journey and to preach the gospel to others who had not yet heard. But there was a sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas wanted to take along Mark, but Paul refused. No way was Paul having Mark accompany them again, cousin of Barnabas or not. He had failed them before. He couldn't be trusted. He wasn't dependable, and Paul was not going to risk bringing him along. Barnabas, of course, fervently disagreed with Paul. He wanted to give Mark a second chance. And so it was that the argument between Paul and Barnabas was so severe over Mark that they ended up parting ways. Barnabas took Mark and sailed off on their own missionary journey, while Paul chose for himself Silas and embarked on his second missionary journey. That's all we hear about Mark until the mention of him in today's epistle lesson towards the end of Paul's life. Paul instructs Timothy to bring Mark to him, Mark, who is useful to me for my ministry. What happened? Why did Paul have a change of heart concerning Mark? We can only guess at the details, but we know with certainty why it transpired. You see, friends, you cannot live in the love of Jesus Christ and harbor resentment. You cannot live in the forgiveness of Christ and refuse to forgive. It's impossible. No question that John Mark was wrong to turn back that first time. But if Paul was going to go on living and serving this Lord of his who knocked him off his horse on the Damascus Road and turned him into the apostle of grace, then grace would have to have the final say in all Paul's relationships too. Forgiveness won over Paul's heart. How could it be any other way? And forgiveness is a powerful force. Mark may have turned back once upon a time and abandoned the mission, but in the forgiving love of his Savior, he grew ever more bold. Mark never turned back again. He displayed faithful courage for the rest of his life. He not only received Paul's forgiveness, but he lived in the forgiveness he received from his Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for Mark's sins, and indeed for the sins of the whole world. Mark was useful to Paul's ministry, which is to say that he was useful to the Lord's ministry, for they are one in the same. The Lord chose Mark to accompany Peter and to write down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit Peter's story of Christ. That's what the Gospel of Mark is. It's really the Gospel of Peter, written by his companion, Mark. It took courage on Mark's part to hang out with Peter those last months as Peter was condemned and sentenced to death. And it was with both courage and joy that Mark journeyed to Alexandria, according to tradition, and became the bishop of that city, only to be martyred for proclaiming to any and all the good news of Jesus Christ. In the end, Far from fleeing from the mission, Mark ended his life a mighty witness to the Savior whose blood blotted out the sins of the world and whose resurrection busted a hole right through death. Mark, like all of the men chosen by the Lord to establish His holy Christian church, is a wonderful example to all Christians who know Jesus Christ by faith. We can take comfort in looking at the life of St. Mark, knowing that he was forgiven of his early cowardice and empowered by that forgiveness to courageously confess the faith right up to his dying breath. We can take comfort, for we know that there is hope for us too. For in the same way, our Lord forgives us all our sins and empowers us by His forgiveness to live faithful lives, boldly confessing our faith. The Lord makes us, dear friends, even us, useful for His ministry. So today, or rather last week, which we observe today, the church honors St. Mark and rejoices in his faithful witness to the world. The church rejoices in his gospel, his writing down of Peter's faithful witness. And she rejoices that in Christ, those set at odds with each other can lay aside their accusations and self-righteousness and rejoice together as fellow recipients at the blessed table of the mercy of the crucified, risen, and reigning Lord, Jesus Christ. The church rejoices that we receive this holy sacrament, the very sacrament distributed by the saints such as St. Mark to the faithful people of his day, the very body and blood which was shed on the cross for us. So come in Jesus' name in repentance and faith and receive His gifts. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.